One of the nation's top immigration lawyers says she's skeptical that Congress will act on DACA before it ends in March. The Obama-era program granted two-year work permits to people that illegally came to the U.S. as kids. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler spoke to Christina Rodriguez at Yale Law School after the Trump administration announced it would end the program.
Rodriguez is a professor at Yale Law School. She says the argument that the Trump administration used to end DACA was based on the idea that Congress and not President Obama should have created immigration reforms. So she says Trump appears to punt the decision about the fate of DACA to Congress.
I think it's more than a little disingenuous for the administration to say it's giving Congress that opportunity, because Congress can do very little in 6 months. And on this sort of contentious issue, I would be skeptical that they'd actually come forward with legislation.
Rodriguez says there could be some hope that Congress will act.
It may be, if the Republicans in Congress who are saying they wanted to preserve DACA are being genuine, that this is the kick in the pants that they need to enact the legislation. I'm just skeptical that that's what will happen.
Rodriguez says it's unclear if the administration will decide to deport 800,000 people protected under DACA. She says if Congress fails to act, a new president could decide to pass a DACA-like policy under an executive order. Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.